one point, there were no homeless people in Manchester. If there was someone who had no more family for whatever reason, someone would let them stay with them because that was such and such's grandson, and she may have passed on.
Manchester is all family. Yeah, somebody's related to somebody here and so forth and so on. But when I was little, my father would take me around, and everybody was cousin this and cousin that. I can't think of a better example of a community, you know, that represents family. But so much has changed, but I'm glad that I came up in those times.
Childhood is awesome. We hoop down here every day. As you can see, the hoop court's empty now. We played every day. There wasn't a day this court wasn't filled. Not one day growing up.
It's a lot of ups and downs, but I mean, the most positive. I mean, I'm an older group, so it was more family oriented, and the village raised the kid.
My father left Wichita, Kansas. He felt drawn to come to the Manchester area. We moved into the house about 1965.
Now, Manchester's a beautiful place to live. I remember the times when I was a kid, and it was then too. But I went through the storms of Manchester in the 60s when things started to falling. During the time Martin Luther King got killed.
If it were not for activists in the 60s in Manchester, the very residents, that our whole neighborhood would have been torn down. A lot of it was torn down.
My father from the Manchester area, Dewey Bryant. I'm grandfather, Tom Ed. He had the first garbage trucks, won the first garbage truck business, and that's when they carried the burlap sacks and went in the backyards and got the metal cans and drug them out. That's when only African Americans was taking out trash as well.
At one time, we did think about moving out of Manchester, but that was some time ago when my children was all, you know, they were small, and when it started getting bad. But we said, no, we're not going to allow nobody to run us out of where I was born and raised at.